This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to go back to Alabama now and pick up where we left off yesterday. The first story in our coverage of next year's election, a series we're calling My Economy.
The life and the kind of job that I want.
Prosperity.
Providing for your children.
My head above water.
My economy.
My economy.
My economy.
The basic premise, just to remind you, is this, that for as good as the American economy looks right now on the surface, and it does, with jobs being added and growth numbers decent, if not great, for all of that, if you're not feeling it in your own economy, then all the headline numbers just don't matter. So when last we were talking about this, we were in West Alabama, Greensboro, over near the Mississippi state line, asking our catfish farmer, Townsend Kaiser, how his economy feels.
Today, it feels pretty good. 3, 4, 5 years ago, it was pretty tough.
We also met Grayson McDermott in Greensboro, a high school dropout trying to figure out how to make it in a town of only 2,500 people and figuring he has to leave Greensboro to do it. Leaving Greensboro, by the way, usually means heading up the road to Tuscaloosa, population 95,000, size being only one of the differences between those two cities. There are also the kinds of jobs you can get and what those jobs pay. But on paper, in that statistical way that we sometimes boil down economic reality, they are exactly the same, those two cities are, when it comes to unemployment, 5.4%. Part of that's because of the University of Alabama, but the real lifeblood of Tuscaloosa is manufacturing.
Lots of robots. Robots, robots, robots.
There are lots of companies here, Michelin Tires, JVC America, also Mercedes-Benz. Brian Whittier is the vice president of body and paint shop operations for Mercedes.
Hey, Brian, you're 16 behind now, man.
Yeah, we got work to do.
He's not at all bothered when I give him a hard time after I see big red screens flashing numbers that show the assembly line is behind on its daily quotas.
Are you going to be able to make it up?
Well, we'll get there.
No doubt about it.
All right.
He joined Mercedes a couple of years after this plant opened. That was back in the mid-90s. It was a $300 million investment at the time.
We make north of 1,200 cars a day now.
1,200 cars a day. To make all of them, you need a whole lot of people. There are 3,500 people working here now. And I'll tell you, I've been in a lot of car plants lately. This one is like most of them. Big, echoey space, robots buzzing around, car parts on tracks and conveyors from floor to ceiling. But there was one thing I had never seen before.
So what happens in this? It's called metal finishing. This is actually a bit of an artwork.
As Brian and I stand there watching unpainted car bodies come down the line, a handful of men and women are rubbing them all over, wearing just thin gloves, feeling for flaws.
You can't see it. It is such a minute deviation, you can't see it. Even painted, most customers would never detect that minor defect, but we don't want it on there.
I was just going to say, here's a guy literally running his hands over this car.
You are actually better with your hand than you are with your eye.
So who is this guy, do you think? I mean, just give me a for instance.
Josh.
That's Josh? Okay. How long has he been working here, do you think?
I don't know, Josh, when did you start here?
I've been here end of the month in 5 years.
5 years.
How long did it take you to figure out how to feel these cars and make sure everything's right?
About 6 weeks to learn the basics.
Whittier says the average person here, all of them from Alabama, makes around $28 an hour.
So if I've got a high school degree, can I get a job in this factory?
Yeah, you sure can. We have many people that we brought in that have started in operations, and those people come in usually with a high school degree. And through those years of operations, those people have actually got to the point where we have many of them in senior positions.
Ernest Showell is a guy who can speak to that. I met him along the assembly line. He works in quality control.
How long you been here?
I've been here going on 18 years.
Did you get out of high school? You have college? What do you got?
I have 2 years of college education, and I got married, had a family. So I needed a better job, so I applied to Mercedes.
Give me roughly, I appreciate this is a tricky question, how much money are you making, plus or minus?
$77,000 to $80,000 a year plus.
That's pretty good.
It's great.
Did you ever think you were going to be making
$80,000? I did not have a clue. I was actually wanting to be an educator. So I know the teachers didn't make as much money as, you know, a lot of professions. But when this opportunity came along, I had to take it. There was really no other question.
How is your economy today? How are you feeling?
I feel that right now my economy is okay. I think it can be better for some others, but Mercedes is opening the doors for a lot of other people. There are a lot of more suppliers and other manufacturers that are coming here in this area, which has given more than me the opportunity to make better lives for themselves. So It's pretty great.
Great for working in an auto plant. Pretty good for the rest of Tuscaloosa, too. Traffic is getting heavier, a sign of an economy that's doing pretty well. Restaurants are busy.
This is Dreamland, where we have the best ribs ever.
That is true. I can vouch for that. I could only get six in me, so, you know.
Yes, ain't nothing like them nowhere.
That's Angelique Montgomery.
Like Montgomery, Alabama.
She works at Dreamland, and like a lot of people, things look good for her on paper.
I go to the University of Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
What are you studying?
Material science.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you going to do?
Hopefully get a job somewhere in a fabrication facility and be working there my whole life. My mother, she's very proud of me. So I'm the first to graduate from high school, the first to go to college, and the first to get my PhD.
But before she gets to what she wants to do with her life, she's going to spend a lot of time waiting tables at Dreamland.
4 days a week I work here during the week, and then the weekends I work usually 10 to 3 here, and then 3 to close Sunday, usually. But sometimes I don't work on Sundays. I've been trying to take Sundays off.
When do you sleep? When do you rest?
Hopefully on Sundays.
That's only one day.
Yeah.
So when you get out of school in December, you're going to have a bachelor, you're going to have a master's?
I have a master's. Yeah, but I'm after this fall that just passed up until spring, I haven't been able to get funded. And I'm an African-American woman in science, so I would have thought it wouldn't have been so complicated. So hopefully I'll get funded, and I'll be able to find that out probably in April. And then I'll be able to know if I can continue on to get my PhD in the fall.
So are you hopeful about your future? I mean, it's school aside, right? But because, I mean, you have to believe that you're going to get some amazing job with a PhD in material science, right?
I hope so.
But between now and then,
what am I going to do?
Yeah, what's your guess?
I'm kind of going to still work here. And I'm going to have a lot of bills. I have a car note, car insurance, rents, and, you know, miscellaneous, credit cards. It's a lot.
How much debt do you figure you have? Student loans, credit cards, all that stuff. Give me a round number.
Probably about $190.
$190,000.
Yeah.
You're 27 years old.
Yes.
That's like a mortgage.
I know. It's not easy.
What do you make as a PhD in material science? Are you going to be able to get some?
They start off at about $90,000 a year.
So you'll get there.
I hope so. I'm scared.
Angelique Montgomery, scared and trying to figure it out. Townsend Kaiser on his catfish farm. Grayson McDermott down in Greensboro trying to figure out how to get a job without a high school diploma. And Ernest Scholl at the Mercedes plant, who's doing pretty well. They're all experiencing the same economy. The one that looks so good on paper, they're experiencing it really, really differently. And that's why we're doing this and why we're going to be doing it for the next year or so. Zooming way in on the economy that we all live in, trying to figure out how it feels. We've got a bunch of extras on our website, pictures, video, and our national economic survey that we released last week, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. Check it out. And while you're there, we do hope you'll tell us a little bit about your economy and how it feels, and also let us know where you think we ought to go next.